Update. A spokesperson from Correctional Service Canada said they are aware of an incident at Saskatchewan Penitentiary and are investigating. CSC has confirmed that those involved in the incident have been placed on leave during a disciplinary investigation. As soon as management was made aware, Saskatchewan Penitentiary contacted the local RCMP detachment and both agencies immediately initiated their own separate investigations, said Roxanne Braun, Media Relations and Outreach Advisor, Regional Headquarters, Prairies, for CSC. Any misconduct towards an offender is a violation of CSC's mission, which is to provide a safe, secure, and humane environment, conducive to the rehabilitation of all offenders in CSC's care, said Braun. CSC employees are expected to act according to legal and ethical standards, and are subject to the rules of professional conduct and code of discipline. CSC does not tolerate any breach of its policies and all allegations are thoroughly investigated regardless of the source and appropriate action is taken. Saskatoon. A Thunderchild First Nation mother calls her son's treatment in Saskatchewan Penitentiary, a mother's worst nightmare. On Thursday, the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations held a press conference in Saskatoon with Darla Forstar saying that Kihiu Forstar was allegedly assaulted by guards and had to be treated at the prison's medical unit. My child wasn't in a safe place, said Darla Forstar. It's a mother's worst nightmare. I feel sorry for him. I love him. Forstar said she realizes her son is in prison but added he suffers from mental health issues and has been denied his medication, which has left him depressed and feeling empty. He grew up on a bubble pack of meds so when he doesn't have them he lashes out in anger. FSIN Second Vice Chief Dutch Larotte said they believe the allegations after conducting their own investigation. Larotte said that Correctional Service Canada have since placed four correctional officers on leave due to this incident. He commended the leadership at Saskatchewan Penitentiary and CSC for what he called their decisive action and transparency. Prior to our involvement, the Saskatchewan Penitentiary leadership had already acted on this incident, initiating an investigation through the RCMP and placing the four guards on administrative leave. Sasktoday.ca reached out to CSC for comment and a spokesperson from CSC, Prairies said they are putting together a response. Larotte said this incident reflects FSIN's concerns about the humane treatment of Indigenous people in custody. He said they have received complaints from inmates about physical and mental abuse, and being denied treatment for mental and health issues. Darla Forstar said her son has been moved to Stony Mountain Correctional Center in Manitoba and is being treated better but still feels depressed and empty. Kihiu Forstar was one of two Saskatoon Correctional Center inmates who pleaded guilty in February 2020 to stabbing another inmate, Brent Chekosis, who was one of 10 people charged in the murder of Tiki Laverdier in North Battleford. Laverdier, from Edmonton, was in Saskatchewan to attend a funeral at Thunderchild First Nation. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY.